Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, kind of had a hot sweat, a hot stretch last week, didn't we?
Yes, I'm sure we all survived that, but barely. I mean, I know some people were losing electricity, and that air conditioning is key in weather like this, that's for sure.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, it's Minnesota in the summer, as my husband reminds me all the time when I'm complaining about it.
Yeah, hard to believe we're in July. So.
I know. It is kind of unreal, but,
so
but
what,
here
what,
we are.
Yeah, here we are. So tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, we continue with our summer reading program, which is kind of an unsummer reading program, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is give us a call or order some books online for your kids, and then each book that is checked out, we give you a ticket. And when August rolls around, we're going to be drawing for prizes, so you're going to want to keep those tickets to see if you will win any of the multitude of prizes that we have available. We also give some tickets out for each week. We release some different make and takes, crafts, different projects and things like that for kids. And this week is no different. We still have a few different crafts that you can have a choice of. And if you check on our Facebook or our website, you'll be able to see some of those different things that we offer. And give us a call, and then we arrange a curbside pickup for those items for you to get for your kids and have something kind of fun to do at home together. And then you get tickets also when you check those, or I guess not check them out, when you take the make-and-take kits home with you, because all those make-and-take kits are for you to keep. They're different arts and crafts or, different kinds of programming activities and things like that. And so it's really simple this year. You just participate by reading books and materials, and you will earn a prize by doing that, which is kind of a fun way to keep reading. And it's very easy for you to keep track of. We also are still participating in the 1,000 Books for Kindergarten, and I've had a lot of parents pick up reading sheets for that, as well as pick up the prizes and everything as we continue on with that. So if you have an age 0 to 5-year-old and want to participate in our 1,000 Books for Kindergarten, just give us a call at 289-1681, and we can get your young person registered for that as well. So, like I said, a couple of different programs that we still are offering throughout the summer. Of course, the pandemic has caused a lot of changes, I guess we can say, in how we do things. But we still want to offer a variety of activities and things like that for your young families and children. So keep watching and listening to see the new and exciting things that we have coming up. Steve Starrood is still meeting with people, either over the phone or through a digital appointment, to help with any computer or tech questions. We also have a Wi-Fi hotspot right outside the library that's available 24/7, and we've got a lot of people that sit outside in their cars on their computers or their electronic devices, because, you know, it really saves on your data by using our Wi-Fi connection. Curbside pickup service is still available, which is a wonderful thing. You just give us a call, or you order your items online, and you just arrange a time, or you call us when you get to town and say, hey, I'm here and I'm ready to pick up my materials. And also, we've been doing a lot of reader's advisory and recommendations for materials and things for adults and for children. And, you know, we've been very fortunate that it's worked out great for us. We're happy to help. We also have packets of books and materials for youth based on your grade level of your child. So if you're just not really sure what you want your child to be reading, we've got some recommendations. So we've got all sorts of things here available for you if you're interested in participating. We are going to be meeting this month for our book club. We are reading Kate Morton's book, The Forgotten Garden. And so if you're interested in joining us in that, we're going to be meeting more than likely in a park to keep our social distancing in mind, and that will be on the 27th of July. And so if you're interested, give us a call, and we'll make sure to get a book to you so that you can join us for that book club event as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, even though COVID-19 is still around, a lot of things going on online and stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And we have lots of digital things. On our Facebook page, we're posting different story times. We've got some videos and on how to do this and that, as well as we've got digital content materials. We've actually added 10 digital magazines to our Overdriver Libby, so that not only can you read books, you can also download magazines, electronic format magazines, to your portable devices, as well as listen to books. So there's some new things that are available. We've bought some new, Brain Fuse, which is kind of a new online homework help tool. So if you're kind of trying to get up to speed on some of your different skills, that's something new that you might want to check out. We're always trying to add something different, something that might interest our public. And so always check out our Facebook and our website pages to see some new and exciting things that we might have available there.
Okay, real good, Cindy. Well, tell us what people are reading.
Well, so we've got a couple of things to chat about. John Grisham has a book out called Camino Winds. It's the line between fact and fiction becomes blurred when an author of thrillers is found dead after a hurricane hits Camino Island. And so John Grisham just does a great job of writing. So if you're looking for a wonderful book to take a peek at, that would be one to consider. Nora Roberts has a new book out called Hideaway. It's a child star escapes her abductors, gathers herself in Western Ireland, and returns to Hollywood. And I'm sure there's lots of drama and ups and downs and intrigue in this novel. And so Nora Roberts is quite an incredible writer and will keep you entertained. All Adults Here by Emma Straub. A repressed memory triggers Astrid Strake to weigh the outcomes of her parenting of her now-grown children. Also new in nonfiction is Me and White Supremacy, is ways to understand and possibly counteract white privilege. This has been a very popular book. We've got a lot of demand for it, even though it is pretty new. So you may be waiting a while for that particular one. Breathe by James Nestor is a reexamination of basic biological function and look at the science behind ancient breathing practices. Go figure that breathing would be that important, but I guess it does go hand in hand with getting you to relax more is what I have been reading a little bit about some of that. So those are some new things to consider. If you're looking for some new read, always keep in mind we're happy to make book recommendations for people and put packets and things of books together. Just give us a call. Let us know what we can help you with.
All right. How can people get a hold of you, Cindy?
Well, they can get a hold of us by giving us a call on the phone, which has been the biggest way, 320-289-1681. You can also friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the library, and always check out our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. There's a lot of different information and links off of our website to many different things, not only just for the public library, but for our region in general. So always check those things out. And, of course, keep in mind our hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. So those are the things to consider for the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.